Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Monday says Pfizer's BioNTech has met the regulatory criteria, making way for teens to begin getting the COVID-19 vaccine shots as early as this week. A CDC vaccine advisory committee will still need to green light the shot for use in that age group, with an approval expected Wednesday. The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee reported Monday International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach has canceled a trip to Japan because of surging cases of COVID-19 in that country. Bach was to visit Hiroshima next Monday and meet with the torch relay and then probably travel to Tokyo. Organizing Committee President Seiko Hashimoto said the trip was made impossible because of a state of emergency in Tokyo and other parts of the country that have been extended until May 31st. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, author of two number one national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.
In a blatant escalation of tensions in the region, Iranian speedboats harassed U.S. Navy and Coast Guard vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Warning shots were fired. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The 13 speedboats had armed their machine guns when they got to within 150 yards of the American vessels in the International Choke Point waterway. Department of Defense spokesman John Kirby picked up the story from the Pentagon.
This group of fast attack boats approached the U.S. formation at high speed, closing in as close as 150 yards. The Coast Guard Cutter Maui, U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Maui, fired approximately 30 warning shots from a 50 caliber machine gun. After the second round, the 13 fast attack craft from the IRGCN broke contact.
China's population grew at its slowest rate in decades in the 10 years prior to 2020, according to Chinese census data. Chinese population, according to the communist country, is 1.41 billion people. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As the Biden administration continues to push critical race theory to our kids in public schools, some are pushing back. Kevin Roberts with the Texas Public Policy Foundation tells Fox News, America is constantly evolving to be a better union.
I'm a fifth generation teacher. I've taught every level of school from graduate students down to elementary school kids. And I can tell you, regardless of the color of the skin, regardless of where they come from in the United States, all they want to do is understand why this country is the last best hope for the world, and critical race theory simply undermines that teaching, what they're sort of hardwired to know, which is that America is a great country.
Mr. Roberts has this warning.
I always warn my students, anytime you see all those words that don't quite mean anything, or maybe it's a bunch of nice-sounding words strung together, you ought to be a little cautious. And the reality is that if this rule is implemented by the Biden administration, we're going to require any school that receives federal funding, which would be almost all of them, to teach critical race theory.
Randy Weingarten with the American Federation of Teachers explains critical race theory.
I believe we should teach history from the data I see. 1619 was the year that the first slave boat came from Africa to the United States. So that's a point in history that I think we should be teaching.
Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thanks for joining in. All hands are required. It is an us kind of thing because it's a we the people kind of thing, which means all of us. We are the governed, and we've agreed to be governed by a bit of madness and chaos. I guess about 30%. Say that everything's fine, which is amazing to me. I'm not sure what world they're in, because I guess maybe if you're, self-involved, maybe you think it's okay. But when I look over the landscape and I see all the travail that our fellow citizens are going through, I don't get there. I'm sorry. Bill Federer joins us now. Bill is the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch. Hey, Bill, we often get so far into the topic that we never really get a chance to talk about the American Minute that you're so faithfully putting out every day, and all for a subscription, which is, I think last time I checked, you're just such a nice guy because you're such a giver. You just make it available to us. That's very kind of you.
Well, hey, thank you, Bill. So it's taking our American history and breaking it into little daily bite-sized doses. It has pictures. It has all kinds of inspiring quotations from the person or the topic that's being talked about. And I always try to weave in pointing to faith and have that be an inspiring aspect to the American Minute.
Because it's the basis of our country is faith. Bill, I don't know how you disassociate the two. I know some people are trying very hard to do that, but it's nonsensical because it still comes back to, but for the hand of God, as George Washington put it in so many words, you wouldn't have an America.
Yeah, there's a great quote from Eisenhower, and he said, recognition of the supreme being is the first, the most basic expression of Americanism. So anyone that studies history and nations knows that there has to be some common purpose for a group of people to gather together. It's a threat of invasion, but maybe it's a common language or some economic reason. But ultimately, there is a purpose for the people, and in our case, according to Eisenhower, it's that we all believe in God. Now, Eisenhower lived at a time when 96% of the country was Christian, around 2% Jewish, and, maybe a couple percent atheist or other. And so when he was referring to God or the Supreme Being, he's obviously referring to the God of the Bible. He was raised in a Christian home and, passed out Gideon's New Testaments to all the soldiers in the military and Book of Psalms. So this idea of...
Might be a little bit tougher to do that today, but back then you could do that, right?
Yeah, and then the Cold War started, and the socialists had a tactic of divide and mm-hmm. conquer. So you break people into different groups that they identify with more than they identify with the country. And so they would break them into economic groups. Karl Marx made it a class war. But they would broaden and break into religious groups, Sunni, Shiite, Orthodox. Or they would break them into ethnic groups, Bosnian, Croat, Serbs. Or they would break them into racial groups, blacks, whites, Asian, so forth. And then you would get people to identify with these groups more than identifying with the nation, and you would pit these groups against each other to create tension in Eastern Europe, you know, Romania, Bulgaria, you know, all these different Serbia. And then they would orchestrate protests that they would escalate into riots and violence and bloodshed. And then people would begin to get rid of all logic and just be emotionally driven. And mm-hmm. then they would co-opt the media with bribes and threats to blame the existing leader of the country for all the problems. And then they would nurture weak links in the compromised military. And then they would do a coup or a rigged election. Mm-hmm. And they would replace the leader with a Soviet puppet.
Nothing new under the sun. Bill, you see all this playing out here in our country. And with all the history that you're so familiar with, I mean, does this just bring you to your knees every night and just say, God, if you don't redeem us, if you don't come in and intervene here, we're going to go the way of other nations?
Yeah, I definitely pray every night for that. You know, one of the things I found interesting was, how do you sell an idea to a nation? In the 1800s, you had Wells Fargo Wagon and Sears Catalog, and they would list every single little item about a product. And then the early 1900s, with magazines and with advertisements, they came up with a new way of marketing, and it was making it look like everybody's using a product. And they would not list what's in the product. A classic example, Crisco oil. What is Crisco? Nobody knew. They actually invented a term.
It's like Velveeta cheese. What the heck is in Velveeta cheese? I don't understand it. To me, that's a mystery for the ages. Maybe when we get to heaven, Jesus is going to explain that to us.
And, well, Crisco oil is made out of cottonseed oil. I mean, down south, they would have cotton, and they would be piles of these little black seeds. And somebody decided to press them into this gunky oil that they use for machinery and factories, but then decided to boil it and make it white. And they would have a marketing campaign of ladies serving their food to a happy family with a jar of Crisco oil in the advertisement. Mm-hmm. Right. Nobody knew what was in it. Yet it was so successful, it put out of business the lard industry. Wow. And so here you go from listing what's in the product to not listing it. It's just a marketing campaign. And then you have 1938, the radio drama War of the Worlds, and Orson Welles. We interrupt this program to announce that New Jersey has been invaded by Martians. And everybody in the country immediately panics, runs outside, looks up in the sky for spaceships. And this idea of not just marketing a product to a whole nation, but now you could have fear instantly go across the entire nation and motivate people to act a certain way. Exactly. And then you have World War II, and you have Joseph Goebbels in Europe, Nazi, and he puts it all together, and he'd orchestrate these 100,000-person Colosseum events with all the pageantry, and everyone would see everyone else giving the Hitler salute. And they would feel pressured to fit in with the crowd, and they would give the Hitler salute, right?
Exactly.
And then with the fear of the war, everybody would give up their reason and just get into this emotional frenzy of, you know, okay, we're just going to do what we're told. This was studied after the war with the Solomon Asch conformity experiment done on college campuses, where they would pull 8 students into a room. I know I probably talked about this before. And 7 has been paid.
It's okay. It all dovetails in, Bill. I mean, this is the thing that's amazing to me. What's consistent all the way through is that if you're not looking to God and trusting in God, and He is the source of all truth, and you let your emotions knock you off balance, you're going to be imprisoned. I mean, you're going to be enslaved here. And this is what's happened. This is a vicious cycle that continues to go on. And the scary thing is that for those of us that know the Word of God and we see how this is playing out in today's America, it's shocking. And it's like we want to scream from the rooftops here. You know, you think you got a better way and you turn your back on God. And guess what happens? You're paying the price. And it's not just you. It's your kids and your grandkids and your legacy ahead of you. We've got more from Bill Fetter after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Over a year ago, the Tide Ministry branched into Pakistan, and we're blessed to be working with ministry partners who are dedicated to our mission of spreading Jesus' love. Pakistan is a difficult place to share the gospel. The government often fails to protect Christians from religious persecution, so many are afraid to share the gospel, and many more are afraid to embrace it. One ministry partner is combating this fear by covert encouraging his neighbors to listen to the Tide Ministry gospel broadcasts and to connect and learn more by texting or calling his cell phone. By communicating through a private cell phone, listener calls or texts can't be traced back to the Christian program. This can help listeners feel more comfortable reaching out to the Tide Discipleship team. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry works to share the love of Christ across the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our website, BillMartinezShow.com, right there for you. All the information, a compilation, I mean, just an incredible archive of interviews from our great guests like Bill Fetter. And it's right there. We're givers, so it's absolutely free. Just download it, share it with your friends, your neighbors, family. Get the good word out as we continue to stay committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And as we were saying earlier with Bill, the consistent theme throughout any demise of a culture is an abandonment of truth. And before truth, it's abandonment of God. Because once you abandon, I mean, God is the source of all truth, Bill Fetter. And if you turn your back on God, then what are you left with? You're left with man's opinion, man's ideas, really? I mean, you know, given the opportunity, I mean, you could have God's wisdom, God's truth, or you get Joe Biden's wisdom and truth. It's not even fair. But this is really what it comes down to, is that we choose something other than the King of the universe, God Almighty himself, the maker of heaven and earth, because we think we know better. We were talking about your American Minute. And again, I'm so grateful for what you do, Bill, and your passion for history. And you give us these tidbits. And just tell everybody really quickly how they can sign up for your American Minute and be on your list.
Super. Well, it's AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com. I have about 25 books and lots of DVDs and CDs that you can get that give my slant on history from spending 30 years reading and researching. But I do send out a daily email that you can sign up for, AmericanMinute.com. Today's one is on Irving Berlin and God Bless America.
I love this. Perfect. I love this. This is great. Tell us about this one.
Well, people are familiar with Fiddler on the Roof and the Jews and the Russians being driving them out. And so a Jewish family moves to New York, Russian Jews. The father was a rabbi. And they have a four-year-old son named Irving Berlin, and he volunteers and serves in the U.S. infantry as a sergeant in World War I. After the war, he's a musician, and he writes some of the most famous songs, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, that was turned into a movie, White Christmas, and Remember and Always, and Alexander's Ragtime Band, There's No Business Like Show Business. These were all very popular Easter parade, but he wrote God Bless America. And he was patriotic. He wrote a movie, a Broadway musical, This is the Army, that was turned into a 1943 movie starring Ronald Reagan. And so it helped launch Ronald Reagan's career. He gets the Medal of Merit from Harry S. Truman, 1945, for his extraordinary service as creator and producer of the musical review, This is the Army. So they understood that patriotism was birthed out of this common unity, and people were stirred in their hearts through music and theater that tugged on their heartstrings, that helped them to realize why they loved America so much. And of course, that's why the socialists wanted to target those mediums of industry and entertainment in Hollywood so they could pervert it. Anyway.
Exactly. Just a minute here. I just want to pause for just a second and have people consider this. This is a Russian immigrant who has written America's catalog of music and freedom and liberty. Again, another pause moment, Salem moment to understand people outside of this country that were not born here, they're immigrants, they come here, and they so appreciate the freedom and the liberties that are the result of this God-given idea and vision. I mean, this just blows me away. And when people think that, you know, that we're anything other than a nation of immigrants, it's like you don't know our history. So why don't you go read a history book and figure it out and then come back and let's have that conversation, Bill Fetter.
Yeah, I tell people it's the difference between hardware and software. So you are comparing computers, and one is red and the other is green. And I come up to you and I say, hey, the green ones are better than the red. It's like, well, doesn't it matter, like, you know, what software is running on the computer? No, it's just the color of the outside. It's like, duh. No, what matters is what software is running on the computer. So you go up to people and say,
exactly.
Hey, you know, white people or black people or yellow people or red people, one's better than the other. It's like, it doesn't matter what color the skin is. What matters is what software is going on in their brain. Is it the Christian software? Love your enemies. Do good to those that hate you. Turn the other cheek. Forgive and you'll be forgiven. Or is it a selfish one where it's okay for me to beat you up and smash your store if I think I'm achieving some agenda? And so the battle is who gets to load the software in the next generation's brain, right? And so there is Yes. Those that want to put the gospel values in there, and those that want to put corrupted files and malware and spyware and viruses and all kinds of twisted stuff onto people's minds, and then you wonder why they act weird, you know, and disrespectful and mean. It's like, well, let's examine.
And why people are so passionate. And why people are so passionate about, you know, the Christian software being in the minds of our young people, because the evidence is clear over time, Bill. You know, as God even said, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And this is what we have found experientially, those of us of faith and the others that have come up with this theory that, you know, even their empirical data demonstrates death and destruction, whereas the empirical data for Christianity and faith is life and redemption.
Yeah, yeah, and forgiveness and love. And so anyway, God bless
mercy.
Irving Berlin wrote it during World War I, but he didn't publish it until prior to World War II, 1938, Armistice Day. It was sung by Kate Smith. He liked her singing so much, he exclusively had her sing it. And she sang it in 1940, guess what, at both the Democrat National Convention and the Republican National Convention. Can you imagine the same woman singing the same song, God Bless America, at both conventions in 1940? And then she's, so the proceeds of this popular song, Irving Berlin donated to the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. Now, back then, the Boy Scouts had in their oath, do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and it ends by keeping myself physically fit, mentally awake, and morally straight. Right, so they believe in being straight. The Girl Scouts also mentioned to do my duty to God and my country. Eisenhower gave Irving Berlin in 1954 the Congressional Gold Medal, quote, in recognition of his service in composing many popular songs, including God Bless America. And Irving Berlin told Eisenhower, to me, God Bless America was not just a song, but an expression of my feeling toward the country to which I owe what I have and what I am. So as you mentioned, he was an immigrant that adopted the software here. So it's been sung by all the different popular people, you know, Bing Crosby, Gene Autry, Celine Dion, Leanne Rimes, you know, West Point Choir. John Wayne had a televised celebrity ensemble where every single from Lucille Ball, Jack Benny, they would each, Glenn Campbell, Johnny Cash, they would each sing one little line of the song, and then they would just compile it all into one. Dick Martin, and when the World Trade Center was attacked, all the congressmen got together. Congressman Mike Castle from Delaware said, in the aftermath of 9/11, Republicans and Democrats burst into song on the same name by God Bless America by Irving Berlin on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. It was a slogan for peace. And
amen. Irving Berlin was honored by, you know, by several presidents, not only Eisenhower, I say several too. Well, you know, Harry Truman, as you mentioned earlier, gave him the Army's Medal of Merit in 45 for that movie that Ronald Reagan starred in. This is the Army, right?
Yeah. And then there's the first verses to the song that are very touching. It says, when the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us all swear allegiance to the land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. And then it's God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night for the light from above. And, anyway, now it is.
And we sing the refrain. Most people remember the refrain, but they don't remember the first verse like that, Bill. So I'm glad you shared that. Go ahead. We got 20 seconds left.
So World War I also had Harry S. Truman, and we didn't have time, maybe another time. But he's the one who had a Jewish friend serving in the war with him, Eddie Jacobson. After the war, they start a clothing store in Kansas City, and then when Truman becomes president, there is the opportunity of the president
Well, it's right there.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Food and Drug Administration on Monday says Pfizer's BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 12 to 15 has met the regulatory criteria, making way for teens to begin getting the COVID-19 vaccine shots as early as this week. A CDC vaccine advisory committee will still need to green light the shot for use in that age group, with an approval expected Wednesday. The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee reported Monday International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach has canceled a trip to Japan because of surging cases of COVID-19 in that country. Bach was to visit Hiroshima next Monday and meet with the torch relay and then probably travel to Tokyo. Organizing Committee President Seiko Hashimoto said the trip was made impossible because of a state of emergency in Tokyo and other parts of the country that have been extended until May 31st. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, former NFL quarterback. Jeff Kemp joins us. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. I kept thinking of you as we were watching, you know, the NFL draft. And, boy, I bet for you that brought back some memories. And you got all these young kids and dreams and visions and, you know, just, you know, future greatness, you know, coming on this stage.
Here's the funny part.
Go ahead.
Hey. It doesn't really bring back any memories because I was a free agent from Dartmouth that no one drafted, and I snuck into the league. So the draft day didn't make any difference to me. But God's in charge of your story. You can find your way to where you're supposed to be, whether they draft you or not.
How many players, Jeff, like you, didn't go through a draft that ended up playing? I mean, and the thing is, of course, every year they always have, I know in California they would have a big dinner for, the most inconsequential.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Right, exactly. But, I'm just curious, if any Mr. Irrelevance ever went on to any kind of exceptional performance, and number one, and number two, how many other players like yourself who were basically, you know, walk-ons in the NFL?
Yeah, David Craig, who quarterbacked the Seahawks for many years, went to the Pro Bowl a couple of times. He was a free agent out of a school that went defunct and didn't even exist by the time he was playing. And there are other players who've made it as free agents, but there's not a whole lot that get in that way. These days, the draft is narrowed down to 12 rounds. So actually, they are signing people that are free agents. So they can get enough people into training camp. And I was brought to training camp just to be, you know, a strong arm that wouldn't get tired, so the veterans' quarterback arms wouldn't get too tired. But a couple of them got hurt, and I got the chance and found my way into the league. And I guess that's one of the reasons that you talked to me, because we found a way for those football stories to
help
blitzes and challenges.
Yeah. But it's like you say, this is all by divine providence. I'm the same way, Jeff. I tell you, I look in my career, my broadcasting career, and people that I've known that I think, wow, they're just so brilliant and talented. But they didn't make it into the major markets. You know, I was blessed to do that. And I know it's by God's hand. I mean, here we are. We're on a national show by the hand of God. So you and I are similar in this case where we look to God for the reason that we move, breathe, and have our very being. And he's the one that has ordered our steps all along the way. And we do. We're eternally grateful. And especially when you, as you say, you look back, and whether it's your career, even in ministry and things like that, you see, again, where others that you think, well, you know, kind of like the children of Israel, when it came time, you know, to choose David as king, they were kind of wondering, and even the prophet was wondering, was he the guy, or is he the guy? Who's the guy? He's the, and then finally they find out who is the guy, who is the one that God's hand was on, but none other than David. So anyway, a little sidebar there, but real quick, just to kind of put a ribbon on this, what would you say to these aspiring football players that, you know, are on the brink of an incredible career and opportunity?
Well, the comment you made about how you kind of suck into the broadcasting field and I into football, rather than us being superstars, it was a foregone conclusion. In one sense, that kind of helps us, because we receive our opportunity in humility. And we look back and say, oh, yeah, God wrote this script. I couldn't have done this on my own.
Exactly.
And guess what? Since pride is what gets people in trouble, particularly leaders and famous folks, we have a little bit of a benefit there as long as we stay humble. So that's probably a good message for all of us. And I would say to any player drafted number one, or number 12, or a free agent, figure out ahead of time that your identity and your blessings come from God. Handle them in humility, and then work your tail off to steward them so that you can kind of say, thank you, God, I'm doing the best I can with what you gave me, versus I got to make it in the NFL so I can define my identity. You know, I got to make the team so I can be somebody. That will be a lie that will trip you up either quickly or eventually. Your identity isn't earned.
Exactly.
It's received from the God that made us.
Amen. Well, and speaking of lies, I mean, this is what I wanted to talk about, is today's culture has thrown out a big lie, and too many people have bought into this lie, and this is what the book Romans talks about, is that we, you know, willingly give up the truth for the lie. And God is the source of all truth. We're going to worship something. So who are you going to worship? You're going to worship, you know, the legitimate, the real deal? Or are you going to worship something that the culture is manufacturing because they want to live life on their terms, not in humility, on the terms that God has established so that it would go well for us, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, the topic of truth and lies, and whether there is any truth, and does it matter, or do we all define our own truth by the group we come from, the culture we're in, the relative situation? That actually, it goes way back to the very beginning when the deceiving, slippery snake, devil, Satan, convinced Adam and Eve that maybe God wasn't quite as good as he really was, and maybe he was holding out a little bit on them. And they should take that one bite of that one forbidden fruit amongst all the other amazing perfection that he offered them. And from that time forward, when we took a view of God that was inaccurate and kind of bought that lie, and when we messed up and got disconnected from God, we didn't want accountability anymore. And that's probably the root of where relativistic truth and the cancellation of absolute truth has happened on university campuses and eventually into elementary education like we see today, and certainly in media and entertainment and philosophy. And too much of business ethics is, what can I get away with? What's legal, not what's right. And that all goes back to redefining reality. Because you can say there's no truth, but if you're up in an airplane and the door of that small airplane that takes people parachuting is open, and you don't have a parachute on, but the instructor says, hey, jump out and put your arms nice and wide and just think good thoughts, because for you, your truth is that you can slow yourself down and land softly. And you, if you follow that advice, you will be splattered and won't exist anymore, because gravity is true and parachutes are needed. And the outcome is very different between having a parachute and using it and not having one. And that's kind of the analogy today for telling young people, you know what? Anything goes. You don't need to be a boy or a girl. You can change that. You can define truth your own way. And gosh, are we making life hard and difficult, because you cannot escape the consequences of behaviors that run counter to God's love and his truth and his reality. So this is the big issue, taking away truth. And remember, Bill, you and I both believe that truth isn't just a set of principles. Truth is actually a person, Jesus. And since it's a person who the Bible describes as love, and the Bible says Jesus Christ came to earth full of grace and truth, 100% love, 100% truth, always at the same time, we who do believe in truth, we have to be very careful to speak the truth in love and actually demonstrate the truth even before we go out preaching against people that maybe aren't following or campaigning for truth.
Right, exactly. Well, and Jeff, when you embrace the truth, you can put on that parachute and you get to enjoy another part of God's beneficence and blessing that he gives us, is that we can utilize the power of gravity in such a way that we're able to get a different perspective of God's creation, right?
Sure. Read Proverbs. Those truthful principles of wisdom.
Exactly. We got to leave it there, Jeff. We're out of time.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with the music of Danny Gokey, of course. A little inspiration and encouragement and uplifting for your day. And speaking of which, it's time to get uplifted with... You know, Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, talking about all these viral videos that have taken off all over the place. And, you know, Sam, I, again, I'm so grateful that you do this so faithfully for our audience, you know, to kind of give us a little respite of all this crazy political news and the environment and the culture that we're dealing with right now. You know, the mechanisms that have us at each other's throats instead of realizing, hey, look, we're in this together. It's e pluribus unum. I mean, you know, with the many, there's one. But we have to understand what the one thing is all about. The one thing is this American idea that celebrates humanity, celebrates life, that champions the cause for each one of us, that we could be the best that we could be and live in a country of freedom where we could exercise the gifts and talents that God has blessed us with. I mean, wow. These are the kind of things that are hanging in the balance right now as we take on these cultural forces that for whatever reason want to control us and want to rob us of our liberties. I mean, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. So this is a dynamic that comes up. It's there. Whenever somebody goes left, there's always that opposite force to pull you right, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I appreciate the most about this country. I'm happy to be here every week, and, you know, I think it does me good, too, looking for these stories. You know, I'm always keeping my eyes open and my ears out. You know, I have friends and relatives now that will send me stories when they find.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool?
That's it.
like if you build it, they'll come, right? Because it's like,
right.
Where else? You know, what else? Give it to Sam, you know, because Sam's going to share it with millions of people, you know, and, you know, the blessing continues. It is so awesome. This first story is really touching. You've got this dad who has been identified as a Good Samaritan. I think he's a hero. He jumps off a bridge to save a toddler. What happened?
That's right. So this is his dad's instinct. His name is Jonathan Bauer. He actually originally wasn't going to come forward. Everybody just kept calling him this humble hero. And it turns out, after you hear him speak, that he's actually really afraid of heights. He jumped off a 30-foot bridge to save a 2-year-old girl. And it's actually, it wasn't his child. It was another child. There was an 8-car accident. Or a multiple car accident. 8 people ended up going to the hospital, and this little girl had fallen into the water below, which was about 5 feet deep. And, you know, his first instinct as a dad, he checked himself and his 12-year-old daughter is in the car. Then he runs over to help other people when he realizes they're okay. And he sees a bunch of people looking down at this little girl, and she's kind of flailing, and then she just turns over and goes face down. And he said he didn't even think about it. He just jumped in. You know, that's what good dads do. And
setting aside his fear of heights, he jumps over this 35-foot bridge to save this young girl. Unbelievable.
That's right. And, you know, I think that it's cool that he did it without thinking. And obviously he wasn't the only one there. But, you know, you need heroes in this situation that just do this without. And his daughter said it was the scariest moment of her life, was seeing her dad jump off that bridge and go down below. And his wife said, if you knew him, you wouldn't be surprised. That would be what you expected him to do.
Well, 30-some foot in 5 foot of water, I mean, you got to land just right. Or he could have, you know, busted himself up, because 5 feet is not a whole lot when you've got 35 foot of height, you know, pressure and your body weight coming
in.
So, wow. Well, thank God all turned out and all is well that ends well, as they say. This next story, speaking of Danny Gokey, that you just haven't seen it yet. You know, one of the things that we hear, and we've interviewed, you know, I can't remember the artist's name, but he went through the adoption system. And of course, the big fear of a lot of kids that are in, you know, social services and, you know, that are assigned to, you know, not necessarily a forever family, but maybe a temporary family, is that will they ever be adopted? And in some cases, you know, you're 18, 19, they say you've aged out of the system, and which is amazing, because suddenly, I mean, here you are, you're living with this family, and, you know, there's no government support, and, you know, you're out the door. I mean, and what are you supposed to do? You know, you age out. This next story is a different ending here for a 19-year-old who ages out of the system, and he still gets adopted. I mean, this is incredible. What happened?
This is actually a 19-year-old young woman. Monye met her caseworker, Leah, 6 years ago, and they formed a close bond. But, you know, at first Monye said she didn't like her. She jokes about it when you hear her talking. Mm-hmm. But Leah was Monye's caseworker. She always promised her. She's like, you know, I'll make sure you find a family. And, of course, 6 years ago, Monye's already 13 years old. And, you know, I think I can't imagine what those kids go through when they're going through the foster system. And I don't know anybody who gets out on their own at 18 years old, by the way, family, like support or not, that just goes off and just takes care of themselves completely independently at 18 years old. You just don't see that happen without a little bit of help from their parents. So I have so much you know, love and hope for those people who do that. And I think that we should all do what we can as a country. But
exactly.
What Leah did, her caseworker, she was never able to adopt her because of her role as a caseworker. But when Monye turned 19 years old and she was an adult, they decided to go through the process. And it's a really touching moment. They end up doing it via Zoom with the judge. You know, you see Monye and Leah both burst into tears because they had formed a bond. They had already, you know, become very close over the years. And I just think to see somebody, you never think of people getting adopted as an adult. You know, it hadn't really been like an option in most people's mind. I think even Leah, her caseworker, hadn't realized that it was such an option. But now Monye has a mom, official mom, that she can call mom legally for the rest of her life. And
send her Mother's Day cards and all those things.
That's
yes,
right.
Call her and never forget her. Yes, exactly. Well,
they,
you know, and that's
their
the thing.
Mother's Day together.
Oh, so cool. You know, Sam, that's the thing about family. This dynamic that, you know, God has created for us, and He puts us into families because there's just something special about the way God has designed us, that we need to have families. We need to have a healthy family. And this is the thing sometimes, you know, when we talk about first priorities and, you know, and when I say some of this stuff, it's not like I'm perfect by no means. I'm a lot of things that I share with you are the very things that I'm dealing with myself in talking about hitting the reset button and people realizing, you know, what's most important here. You know, all this fussing and noise and everything else, but lest we forget that the most important thing is the family unit. How are we honoring, you know, our parents and the family unit? What are we doing to contribute to a healthy and vibrant family? Or are we just being a pain in the back end and wanting to be so stubborn and have our own way that we're not kind toward our siblings and, you know, our parents and that sort of thing? You know, it's like I was sharing with another family the other day. I said, yeah, in the Old Testament days, you know, the Jews had it figured out really easily. And that is that, you know, the kid acted up too much. They just took him out in the back and they told the elders, you know, hey, you know, little Johnny here is being a pain in the can. Well, we'll take care of that. And they just stone him. You know, next day, next day of playtime, you know, the kids go, hey, where's Johnny? Oh, you didn't hear? Oh, he got stoned. He got stoned.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, a couple incidences like that, that kind of like, you know, reins the orneriness in just a bit, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm not purporting any, but just calm down here. You know, this is 21st century. But I'm just saying there's some things that we can learn from, you know, because we what happened, we find ourselves in a society that everybody gets a performance trophy. We don't want our kids to get boo-boos, you know, and oh, my goodness, you know, it's like, well, stop it. You know, the kids, everybody's going to get hurt. They're going to get a boo-boo. And, you know, like I should tell people on my staff, I said, go get boo-boos. Go get scraped up a little bit and, you know, come back and we'll talk about it. You know, that's the way life is, you know?
Well, I'm sure, too, you know, people, if they'll put their problems in perspective, there's, like, different things that different people go through, and everybody doesn't go through the same level of problems, you know, like this, like, Manier growing mm-hmm. up in the foster care, never knowing if she'll have any support when she turns 18, you know, that fear, that's a problem that is a real problem, and it's not like, oh, I got my feelings hurt, or I'm offended, or something like that, or I don't like the rules that my mom has. It's a real problem that she had, and I think people
exactly.
need to keep things in perspective and be, I think, gratitude goes a long way.
Yeah, without a doubt. This next story is about a father. He gets hurt while shielding his daughter during a tornado. Whoa.
That's right. So, you know, this is a story that could have gone so much different, but I just thought it was worth noting because, you know, I know it's just Mother's Day, but there's great dads out there, too. Father's Day.
Hey, well, Father's Day's coming up, and plus
that's
I love
right.
the story because we get to say Waukesha, right?
That's right. This is down in Texas, Waukesha, Texas. Rob Barker knew that there was a EF2 tornado that was coming towards his house, and he covered his daughter in a blanket, his 5-year-old daughter, Paisley, and he shielded her with his body. And she ends up walking away without a scrape. He ended up getting staples in his head and on his leg, and, you know, he was wounded pretty bad, but his daughter was fine. And I think stories like that, you know, remind you of, another, you know, the dad instinct just to jump on it. It's like anything
exactly.
he could do to protect her is what he did. And
it's what dads do. We jump off 35-foot bridges, you know, even though we have parasites to save a kid or, you know, get between a mighty awesome tornado to protect our daughters. Some other great stories that we ran out of time, but you can catch them all at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. How a man wrongfully convicted of murder opens a barber school with a prison guard. Ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
Twin sisters. I love this because twins always have this special bond, right? But when you have twin sisters delivering babies just minutes apart, which meant they, you know, they got pregnant all the same time. I mean, this is all pretty interesting. Anyway, go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezShow.com. Samantha Mao, you're awesome as always. Thank you. Take care.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference.